Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. In early May, pale yellow carpets some hillsides of northern Utah. The plants are a non-native known as Dyer's Woad. This Asian member of the cabbage family has been cultivated as a dye and medicinal plant in Europe and Asia for 2,000 years. Dyer's Woad produces a glorious blue dye, but the process is tricky. No synthetic dye equals the color and characteristics of woad dyes. Woad arrived in Utah in 1932 as a seed contaminant. Now it is a noxious weed. Woad has a number of unique abilities that contribute to its vigor. Being a biennial plant, it spends the first year of life as a rosette of leaves, building reserves. In its second year, those reserves allow a woad plant to send forth a tall, lanky stem covered with pale yellow flowers that ultimately yield up to 10,000 seeds per plant. Although Dyer's Woad is not toxic, few animals relish it either. The seeds have chemicals that inhibit germination and root elongation in other plants, giving woad a competitive edge. Control of woad is a major issue. The economic losses from contamination of winter wheat and alfalfa crops, as well as decreased forage quality on grazing lands, adds up to millions of dollars yearly in Utah. Herbicides and mechanical removal are best used against the rosettes, but nature has provided a native fungus that views woad as dinner. This rust fungus is very effective at eliminating or severely reducing seed production. Plants infected with the rust fungus are misshapen, wrinkly, and covered in dark spots. These spots brim with rust spores. Therefore, when removing woad, leave the sickly plants to infect yet more woad. This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.